This podcast is designed to help you revise the plant oils section of Chemistry 1B. Many plants contain useful oils. These oils are usually found in the plant's seeds, nuts, or flowers. For example, sunflower oil, walnut oil, and olive oil. There are two main ways of extracting these oils. The first is called pressing. Olives, for example, are crushed, then pressed to extract the oil. Cold pressing produces the best quality oil. For cheaper oils, the olives are heated to help extract more oil during the processing. The second method is called steam distillation. This is usually used for more delicate and expensive oils, such as lavender. The plants are heated in water and the oil and water evaporate. The mixture is condensed and the water removed to leave pure lavender oil. Vegetable oils contain a lot of energy, so they can be used as useful foods and fuels. Some plant oils contain carbon atoms joined to other carbon atoms by double bonds. These are called unsaturated oils. Unsaturated oils are healthier than saturated oils. Saturated oils increase blood cholesterol and may increase the risk of heart disease. Unsaturated oils can help to reduce levels of harmful cholesterol. We can tell the difference between saturated and unsaturated oils by using a chemical test. Unsaturated oils will react with orange bromine water and purple iodine water to turn them colourless. Unsaturated oils are usually liquids at room temperature. The presence of carbon-carbon double bonds puts kinks in the long oil molecules. These zigzag molecules cannot get very close to each other. The attractions between the molecules are therefore weak, and so not much energy is needed to melt them. But liquid oils can be turned into solids by heating them with hydrogen gas and a nickel catalyst. This process is called hydrogenation. The double bonds in the zigzag chains break and straighten the chains out. Now the chains are straight, they can get closer to each other. This makes the attractions between them stronger, so they stay solids at room temperature. Oils have a number of uses in cooking. Because they have high boiling points, they will cook food quickly. In addition, they brown the food and add flavour. Another use of oil is to make it into a special mixture called an emulsion. Oil and water do not normally mix. By adding a special chemical called an emulsifier, the oil and water can be made to form a stable mixture. This mixture is thicker than both the oil and the water. If you replace the water with vinegar, you get salad dressing, which will coat the salad. If you replace the water with egg yolk, you get mayonnaise. Milk and ice cream are also emulsions. A number of chemicals are added to food to improve their flavour, appearance, and shelf life. Chemicals that can be legally added to foods are given an E number. The E stands for Europe. These chemicals are called additives and include colours, flavourings, preservatives, and emulsifiers. They also include chemicals to stop food reacting with oxygen, antioxidants, and chemicals that control the pH of food, acidity regulators. Food technologists have developed a number of ways to identify food additives. One common method is called chromatography. This is a technique for identifying the individual colours in food colouring. This method works because some colours are more soluble than others. Oils contain so much energy that we can use them as fuels in place of petrol and diesel. The most common of these fuels is biodiesel, made from vegetable or corn oil. This fuel burns cleanly and produces less acid gases than petrol and diesel. A major advantage of biodiesel is that it is renewable and carbon neutral. Biodiesel does produce some carbon dioxide when it burns, but this is balanced out by the carbon dioxide that it used during photosynthesis as the plants grew. A second common biofuel is ethanol. This is a member of the alcohol family and can be made in two ways. Firstly, if a country is warm and has plenty of space, it can grow sugar cane, which can then be fermented into ethanol. This happens in Brazil. It can also be made from crude oil by heating the alkene called ethene with steam at high pressure in the presence of a catalyst. Finally, the major drawback of biofuels is the large amount of land needed to grow a large number of plants.